So I'm gonna make a start. So hello everyone. Welcome to my session. My name is Panos. I am a program manager in the speech team. I will start by saying that since the last time I was here in the Build conference, I met with a lot of you, myself and colleagues. We met a lot of developers and we discussed how to make the best out of the speech APIs that we offer. And we've been receiving a lot of and addressing a lot of feedback from you. And as a result, we're making it now even easier for you to embed speech functionality into your products. It's now simpler to make use of the state-of-the-art of the speech models that we have coming out of our renowned research and engineering work. So we announced yesterday, available from yesterday, the Cognitive Services Speech in preview. So it is a unified speech product that encapsulates all speech-related technology, accessible via a single subscription key, offering features for speech-to-text, text-to-speech, and translation, all of which are accessible via a single SDK. So for the first time, developers can now go to the Azure portal. You can get hold of that single subscription key and use that to access all these speech-related services. In addition, the offering itself includes SDK, so that you can access all these features, you know, speech-to-text, text-to-speech, and translation via unified programming experience. And I will show you an example of that later on. So with one key and one SDK that is cross-platform and cross-language, you can have access to all speech functionality to create your own voice-triggered applications using speech recognition models, bots with any of the voices we offer, or you can customize and create your own voice, language-specific applications, such as medical dictation, for example, or deal with any high audio volume throughput scenarios, such as a call center. So let's see in a bit more detail what is inside the box that we offer called Cognitive Services Speech. So inside, you're going to find speech-to-text, the ability to do speech recognition using baseline models. And this is an area where we've been growing a lot, and we've been investing a lot in the last few years through the work we do on Cortana and Skype. The speech models that we use for these products, as well as products like Xbox, are the ones we make available to you. You will also find within this offering the text-to-speech. So for text-to-speech, we offer a very large number of voice fonts, as well as the ability to customize and create your own font. And speech translation is also there too. It provides about 60 languages that you can actually get a translation from. And there's a bunch of other features that we'll come to and I will discuss later in the presentation. So customization is very important, and it's very important for this product. We spent, myself and colleagues, last year talking to many developers about this, and I see more and more people opting to create their own models. So this year, we offer customization features for all the speech services through a portal experience, which we're going to see in a minute. So as long as you have your own data, your own recordings, if it's a voice phone you want to create, or acoustic data, if it's a speech recognition model you want to train, and the data is labeled, you can upload that to our, through our portal, an experience which I will explain, and you can create your own models. I want to say a thing or two about the pricing, because this has been significantly simplified. So there is a free tier that's actually quite generous. It's giving you the option to explore and experiment with the various features, with customization, with the locales, with the models, adaptation, putting models into production, and so on and so forth. And there is obviously a paying tier for speech-to-text and TTS, where we offer baseline pricing and custom model pricing, as you can see on the board. You can use the same key to create and deploy as many models as you like. And in the price, we also include an adaptation. Now, practically, what that means is that you can actually adapt models, you can create models as often as you like, and you can evaluate those models before you actually you put them into production and start getting charged for it. The units of measurement, as you can see, are very granular. We charge for speech recognition by the second and for text-to-speech by the character, right? And we have a $2.50 per hour charge for translation. Now, I want to give an update on speech-to-text because this is a service I'm mostly working on. So speech-to-text is about speech recognition and transcription. It is a very popular feature with developers creating speech-enabled applications, but also scenarios that generate large quantities of audio, like call centers. The baseline models that we use are accurate and they are performant. We do update those baseline models regularly to make sure you get access to the latest of our research and engineering work. In this particular release, we have updated the languages. So you get access to 28 speech recognition languages out of the box, 10 of which you can actually go and customize. When you use transcription, when you use the service to obtain transcription in real time, the features that you might be familiar with, such as getting intermediate results, or text normalization, or timestamps per utterance are also there and available. This year, the new thing is that we're supporting batch transcription. So we give developers the option to programmatically point to a set of audio files that you might have stored in Azure, and we will asynchronously transcribe them. And we will give you access to REST APIs to be able to get status, get the results, get the transcriptions back, and so on. Now, as I said earlier, on top, we offer the ability to customize models. Now, a lot of the times, developers tend to ask, when do you need to actually customize? If, for example, you envisage developing an application that's going to be used inside the car or in heavy traffic, where there is a lot of background noise, you might consider doing customization, right? Actually, Harry Sram yesterday on his keynote showed a very nice example where there was a gentleman that was actually deaf or hard of hearing and was using this technology to be able to better communicate with other people. And I think this is also a very important scenario that demonstrates the value and the power of creating custom acoustic models. From my experience, most of the time customers use this feature to customize the language. So you want to do this when your application or your domain you're trying to model deals with a lot of rare words or new vocabulary, product names, acronyms, stuff like that. This is where you tend to do a language adaptation. And another interesting feature on top of that we actually offer is we support the ability to customize pronunciation. So if you have, for example, an acronym that you want it to be pronounced in a certain way, and it actually does happen quite a lot if you think about it, we do give you the ability to express both the spoken form and the display form that you want to see when you get back the transcription from us. So I'm going to try to show you a demo just to get an idea why we customize. Give me a sec. So I have this demo over here, and I have a few pre-recorded utterances. They're basically all queries about the organisms and animals that existed in the Jurassic era. And the names in the quiz are actually the formal names of those organisms. So in other words, they are words that are very rare in actually everyday speak. So I will show you now how the baseline model would perform transcription as opposed to a custom model, so you can see the difference between the two.
Where is Panthera tigris virgata native to?
Give me a second. I would like to hear this, to be honest, because that's the sort of. Give me a second if we can play it again.
Where is Panthera tigris virgata native to?
Right, so you heard the voice. You see that the custom model is actually getting it right. And the reason for that is that the custom model, the language for the custom model has been adapted using data, biology data, with the names of these organisms. So you can actually perform the transcription very well because it actually knows about these terms, as opposed to the baseline model that doesn't actually know. So this would be one of the cases if you want to discuss biology, chemistry, medical science, something a bit more specific, where you might want to adapt the language model. I have another example to show you here.
How long was Segasaurus?
Right, so you see what baseline was trying to map it to more, you know, general language, and you can see on the custom side that it's actually getting it correct. So I want to show you now how I go and adapt these models. So we have this portal experience that you can access through, sorry. Give me a sec. Okay, so we have this portal experience. Does it look good? No, it doesn't look good. Yeah, let me try it once more. Right, okay. So we have this portal. You can go to by doing customspeech.ai, and this is the portal through which you can actually customize a model. And that can be your acoustic model, language model, or a voice phone. Basically, what you do is you go through this menu here, and you upload your adaptation data. You create your acoustic model if you want to. You create your language model. You don't have to create them. You can use baseline models as well. You have options to evaluate the models that you actually create. And then eventually, you create endpoints for the models that you want to put into production. This model that you see here is the one that I am actually using for the demo. And if I can show you the details. So you can see on the details the URLs that we actually generate for you, right? So you do this experience through the portal. It's an offline experience. You upload the data, you create the model, and then you click on deploy model, and then you get these URLs that you can actually embed into your application. Now, I will show you how you can, you can see on the portal here, you get this piece of information that are very useful. So you get the endpoint ID, the subscription key, and the region. And this is how you use those. This speech API, yeah. This is the speech, this is a custom speech portal for generating the models, yeah. So you can pick up the information that you see on the portal, and you can use the SDK that you download with the cognitive speech offering to actually start getting transcriptions for the model that you deployed. So here in these lines of code, I am instantiating my speech factory with my subscription ID that you saw on the portal earlier and the region. And then I get a recognizer out of it to which I pass my custom model. If I don't pass any custom model here, it will assume that you want to use baseline model. And through that, you can actually get transcriptions by audio uploaded, streamed to the endpoint via a microphone. There's a bunch of samples actually with documentation. You can take a picture of that. And there is a discussion on the SDK And the device SDK was something I haven't actually talked about by my colleagues tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to take a picture of that, I think these are the sessions you should attend. Okay, so we also announced yesterday the batch transcription API, REST API through which you can actually get asynchronous transcriptions for files that you have stored in your Azure storage, for example. So you give us a bunch of SAS URIs, we're going to go there and synchronously transcribe that stuff for you, and through the API you can get information about status, and you can actually download the transcription results. Through these APIs, the upload size is restricted, and what I mean by that is you can upload call conversations, audio conversations that can be an hour or two hours long. We support various formats, and we actually do channel splitting for you as well. So if you do have a stereo type file, we will give you a left, right, and right channel transcription. And on top of that, you can use any of the 10 languages that you can actually customize to tell us that you can actually use any of these 10 languages to customize the model and use that model to get transcriptions out of. And you can do all that stuff through the REST API. Okay, I want to say very quickly a thing or two about TTS. So TTS is also part of the same offering. There is a couple of new languages that we offer now. There is about 80 in total in 48 languages. So this is stuff out of the box that you can actually use. And the new thing with TTS and voices is here is you can actually customize it. You can upload your own recordings, and you can create a voice font for your own recording. So if you develop in a bot application, you can basically create a voice for your bot, right, based on your own recordings. So so there is a discussion actually later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So my colleague Xu Yin is going to talk extensively about how to use the service and how to create your own custom fonts. If you're interested in this type of area, I think you should go. And she will also tell you about the new voices we have and how do they compare with other voices in the industry. So finally, I want to say something about the Translator API, which is also part of that solution, of that service. There's going to be discussion on it tomorrow at the breakout at 4:30. There is a new API out for translation. It supports transliteration, multiple translations in a single API call. You can get translations for about 60 languages, and we can do end-to-end translation from speech input to speech output in about 10 of those. And with that, I'm going to leave you with the main messages. So single key subscription for cognitive services speech from Azure Portal. One SDK to access all these services. You can customize everything now. And we're bringing speech on the edge. This is about the DDK, the device SDK. I haven't really spoke much, but as my colleague will talk to you about that a bit more. So with that, thank you. Go and use that stuff. Tell us what you think. Thanks. Thanks.